We are on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. We had heard before, let us start again, maybe from the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Bar Avune, that what it says. Ein Tzorich Lahavi Raya Labonim. Amar Rabbi Bar Avune VeKulam BeKruchim Achel. We don't know if these are the bonim of the Ishe, so we don't have to bring a raya if they're ktanim and they're kruchim achel, so that's the hichoche that they are her children. Tana Rabona. Isha no sosim imdina sayom, maybe raya le Ishe, so he has to bring a raya in the kashras of the Ishe. Veinzach, lovi raya le bonim. But after we mevara the kashrus of the isha, we do not have to bring a raya on the children, and then the beraisa is mevara, or maybe raya la gedoylem, because on gedoylem I don't have a raya, because I don't have the bureau of koruch achel, so I have to bring a raya that they are her children. Beisha achas. This is Dafke. If he had one wife, so Mamela, if he had one wife, and he comes here with this wife and small children, so the children are koruch achel, so we know klal that these children are from this wife. Avol b'shtei noshim, but what if he had two wives in Medina Sayom? Maybe raya al ha'isha va'al habonim al ha'gedoylem va'al ha'ktan. But if he had two wives in Medina Sayom, so even though the bonim ktanim here are koruch achrei one isha, that is not sufficient. He has to bring a raya that these bonim are her children. Now let us see what Rashi says. Ve'isha achas she'omar Isha Achas Nososi. He states that he had married one woman in Medina Sayam. And this is the woman, and therefore for Baidikar, so then we can assume that the children are her children. Avol Omar Shtei Noshim Hayu. But what is, if he said he had two wives, Umeisa Achas, and one of the wives died, Ve'elu boneo shelzu, and these are the children of the second wife. Mevi raya leo shel hi miyuchesa. So he has to bring a raya that she's a miyuchesa. Vala bonim shehim boneo. And the children that came along with him from Medina Sayam, he has to bring a raya that they are her children. Alagdoilim, balaktanim, vafilakuchim achel, dishemo boneo shall have a tohoyo vigidalton. Since we became aware from him that he had a second wife, so there's another source of children from the second wife. He says these children are from this wife. But there's a mokim listapik, maybe they're from the other wife. The other wife who never were baidik. So memele, so that what they are kruchin achel is not a choche that they are her children. It could very well be that she was megadol them. The other wife died and she was megadol them. Here I don't have a choche of kruchin achel. So the Rishash asks Akasha, let's believe him with amigo. Why do you have to open up his mouth? He comes from Medina Sayom. And he says, this is my wife, and these are her children. Fine. So if he would keep quiet, so we'll just be Baidik the wife, and we'll assume that these are her children, the Kruchim Achel. So he says, you know, I had another wife, Nebuch, and she died. New children, these are the children of the wife that came. So why did he have to add on this fact that now we start lying? Oh, he had another wife, so maybe these children are the children of the other wife. So you have no raya of kuchim achel. L'cheir, we should believe him with Amigo. He could have kept quiet. As if it to Rishash. And the Rishash seems to hold this as Akashi. He only understands this Gemara that there are Edom that he had two wives. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Abul Omar, Shtei Noshim, Hoyu, Meisa Achas. Rashi doesn't seem that the case is talking about that there's Edom. So in Rashi, we have Akashi, L'cheira, we should believe him with Amigo. Perhaps we could say, I don't know if this is a true teretz, but perhaps it's nitin lehiyomer, that we're going to see later that kruchin, bonim kruchim aleo is not a vadai. Not vadai children, but it's a chazoke, and for whatever the Mishnah is speaking about, we can rely on this. So this is whatever we'll see later, machlekes, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, if the Mishnah is speaking about Yuchsin, if the Mishnah is speaking about Truma, but whatever the Mishnah is speaking about, this Chazoke of Kruchim Achreo is sufficient, even though it's not a Badai, but for whatever we're speaking about, it's sufficient. Now we have a new suffix, maybe who says Bechlal that these are her children. So I don't have a chlal abiru from the kruchim achel. So we say, but he says they are her children, and he has amigu. Now amigu is also not a hichache gemure. Amigu is a proof for harai. Amigu lo hitzila emrina. It's not enough of a biru. It's a biru where laharzik it helps, lo hitzila it doesn't help. So, but amigu is a shvacher biru. So it could be, now the whole, so we have here two shvache birurim put together. So it could be this is not sufficient for what was needed in the Mishnah. That means if we have a chazaka, we know klar that he didn't have another wife. So kruchim, and this is his wife, so kruchim acheo, is enough of a biru that she is the mother. But now, which is not a biru goma, but it's sufficient. But now we have, here could be the kruchim is bechlal not eichoch, it could be she was megadol them. She's a stepmother, she's eishes aviyim, so mamela she was megadol them. So it could be have no raya whatsoever. So I have a migu to prove that is not the case. So amigo is a, so the Ike birur is weiter with the kruchim acher, which is not a true birur. And then who says, bechlal, this kruchim is a hechache. So it could be this alone is not sufficient. Perhaps that is why it will not help. We need a raya ready. Now we're going to have a machlekes, Rabbi Yechner, Reish Lakish. What the Mishnah is speaking about, the Kruchim helps. Omer Reish Lakish, Loishonu Elo Bekotshe Hagvu. The Mishnah that says that Kruchim Achreo is sufficient to be Mevara, that these are her children, that's Dafke Bekotshe Hagvu. Avo Beyuchsin Loi. Sarashi says, Loishonu de Samchinen Akruchim. Elo lekotshe hagvu. What does that mean? Im koyin hu, if he's a koyin, oichlem bekotshe hagvu, mishehevi raya alisha zu, shehikshero lekohune. So if he brings a raya that this woman is kosher lekohune, and he's a koyin, isaimchem ala bonim akruchim acher loima boneho hein, ve'einam chalolim. So memele, so for trume, I know he's a kain. I know she's a miyucheses. I was baidika. And now the shayla is, so if these are her children, so they're allowed to eat trume. They're not her children. So I don't know if they're allowed to eat trume. It could be they're his children, but they're not her children. I have to be, for them to eat trume, I have to be mavar that they come from a mother that's a miyucheses. So on this shayla, I rely on Chazake. Kruchen alel. So I see that they're acting towards her as a child to a mother. So for Truma, this is sufficient. Avol b'yuchsin, avol yuchsin. Im yesh bahen bonois, if he has daughters, einom nisois lekahanim, we will not rely on this eichoche that they're eligible to get married to kahanim, ad sheyaviu raya shehein b'noiseho shelzu. He says, by yuchsim they were machme, that we need a better biru. This biru of kruchim acheo is a hechoche. Legabi isurim, they were mekel. We're speaking about a shayla of lechere ben iser trume. If she's a chalolos or lechere ezorim. But, and that was samech and kruchim acheo. But yuchsim neistis, they were very machme, and they wanted a better biru. Rabbi Yochanan noma afilu biyuchsin. And Rabbi Yochanan says that no, if it's good enough for trume, it's good enough for yuchsin, but really he says it's good enough for something more than trume. For us, the Rabbi Yochanan letaimei, the Omar Rabchiya Baraba Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Malkin ala chazokis, one can get Malkis ala chazokis, Zeiklen beserfen ala chazokis. Vein serfen trume ala chazokis. Heis Rabbi Yochanan said three statements. There's a chazoke. Now we're learning about chazokis now. L'chaira, this has nothing to do with the dine chazoke, which we were learning till now, chazoke, the mikore chazoke, the hashte. This is a different parsha of chazokis. This is a chazoke of regilus, of a choche, that this normally occurs if there are certain factors. And if this occurrence occurred, I can assume that these are the factors, and therefore the halachis, I can create halachis assuming that these factors are true. But we'll see soon the cases. Malkin ala chazokis, soiklin v'sorfin ala chazokis, vein sorfin truma ala chazokis. And let's just see the first two cases. Malkin ala chazokis, Rabbi Yochanan said, one gives malkis the reise ala chazokis, ki Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Huzik or Nide Bishreina Yisrael. Pala Loike Oleo Mishim Nide. That means, Bizman Chazal, it was a Dover Horogel, that when a woman became a Nide, she used to wear special clothing, that would Meyuchadli May Nidusa. They weren't such nice, it wasn't such nice clothing, but these were Begodim, that every nida used to wear, and therefore it was a davar mefusim by the shechinis when she became a nida, because one could see from the begodim that she put on. Huchzika nida b'shechinis. Now the shechinis saw she put on big day nidas, and now the baal is bayala, is baal aloika leo mishum nida. So this chazoke, this regilis, which is a normal procedure, normally, that the women used to put on big day nidis, so this is enough of a birul for us to assume that she's a nide, and to give the husband malkis. Baal aloika lo mishum nide. Soiklin v'serfin ala chazokis. There's another din, that Zeiklam 7 Achazokis, Kedah Rabbe Baravune. The Omar Rabbe Baravune, Ish Veisha, if a husband and a wife, husband and wife means that they were acting like husband and wife, and they had in the house a Tinek Vetinoike Shigdilu Besei Chabayis, They were megadol a tinik v'tinaikis, a small boy and a small girl. And we assumed that Hagar was that these were their children. That's what it seemed like, and that was the Hanhoge. Niskolim zelze, v'nisrofim zelze. V'omar Rab Shimon ben Pazim, Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapore. Maise be'isha shabos l'Yerushalayim. There was a maise that an isha once came to Yerushalayim. V'tinaik murkev lo'al k'seifa, and she was carrying a small child. Vigdilosa, and she was megadol this child. Uboalel, and then later he was boil her. Bivium lebezdin besaklum. We gave both of them skila. Loi mipnei shebno vadai. Not that we could say 100% that this is her son. Elebnei shekoruch acher. But this, it was an anhoge of a child, of a son to a mother, and that's pshat, soiklin, v'serfin, alachazokis. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu liyuchsin, somchinen achazoke, shehein kruchin acher. This chazoke, that this is, this action, of kruchin acher, then the dvokin acher, they're very close to the mother. That shows that she's taka mother. So that's enough for yuchsin also. Va'ozda Rabbi Yochanan letaimei. So there's a problem over here. Rabbi Yochanan says that we can rely on the chazok of kruchin acher by yuchsin. And va'ozda Rabbi Yochanan letaimei, and then the Gemara goes off on a tangent. Rabbi Yochanan holds malkin ala chazokis, soiklam v'seifin ala chazokis. Now how does yuchsin come in here? So Rashi says, va'ozda Rabbi Yochanan letaimei, da'oma samchinen achazoke, she'uchzeku likorech etzlo, v'cheska shehi imoy, we rely on this Chazoke afilu linyan dini nefoshes. This helps afilu linyan dini nefoshes lisokel blisoreif ze'el ze'kidalakamon. So if it helps even for dini nefoshes, it's a sufficient bir. Bir, legabi dini nefoshes, v'choshkein liyuchsin lehershekone. So about the gibis, even let's, we will assume that Chazal were machmer by Yuchsin, but they wouldn't be more machmer by Yuchsin than by Dini Nefoshes. If we will kill someone relying on such a biru, on such a chazoke, we can zicher on the chumra of Yuchsin, we can rely on this also. Malkin ala chazokes, al dovo she'onu marzikin kain. That we assume that this is what it is. Vafilu ein edus bedov, even though we do not have a birur of edim. Seirfin v'soiklin, k'dem aforish luvozol. Vein seirfin truma ala chazokis, dovo shuhu tome mitoi chazoke. We'll see later the case. If we have a chazoke that is telling us that this is tome, truma. That we have a chazoke that is telling us that this is Tomei. V'loi mitoich raya, this is Lushash's Gilse, but I don't have a raya that is taka Tomei, I have a chazoke that it's Tomei. That, davo shu Tomei mitoich chazoke v'loi mitoich raya. That means, here we're speaking about a person who I assume is Tomei mitoich chazoke. I don't have a raya that he's tome, but there's a chazok, I can assume that he's tome. V'noga betrume, and he touched trume. Kegoin tinik, a tinik, a small child, shuhus tome, murzik tome. A small child, I can assume, I don't know for sure, but he can assume that this child is Tomei. Why should I assume that he's Tomei? Shemechapes ba'ashpe, because roiv tinoikes metapchim ba'ashpe, roiv tinoikes seem to have a desire or a tendency to go through the ashpe. And the ashpe bizman chazal sheyesham neveles ushrotzim, in the ashpe there was chitiches neveles, that animals, and that shrotzim. And roiv tenoikis have a tendency to be metapach bashpe. So this tendency gives us a right to assume that he's tome, v'noga betrume, and now he touched trume, ein servant. So here Rabbi Yochanan said that even though I had mentioned before that soiklin v'serfin ala chazokis, that it's enough of a birul even to kill someone, but it's not enough of a birul to burn trume. We'll see later why. K'demeforish taime, k'demrinen hamed isa al cheskas taira. We'll say hamed isa al cheskas taira. Ve'elu hu mimiyu tinaikes shelay tipach. And I assume he's from the miyu tinaikes shelay tipach. There's a tendency for tinaikes mimetapech ba'ashpe. But this is only sort of a raya. It's a tendency. So to burn trume, I will not burn trume, because you say smoich miyuta lechazok to the cheskes tara of the trume. Now let us see the cases that Rabbi Yochanan said seiklin b'seifin loiken ruchseke nida b'shcheinayseo. Sherou Shchenoisel, Shehi Hayoim Oisa Melubeshes, Big Day Nidusa. They saw that she was wearing Big Day Nidus. Agavuche, the Dvar Yaakov brings down a Ha'ore. One Ha'ore brings down. Could be she saw a Kesem. No, a Kesem. They also wore Big Day Nidus. In the Indian of the Big Day Nidus were for hachokis, that there should be machik one from the other. So how can one give malkis to that that we see? I see that there's a tumas nidah, that is true, but what's the raya that it is a tumas nidah deraisa? That he brings down the place, he asks this kashim. Then there's another ha'orem that, Huchseko nida b'shchenei seho ba'lo leika oleo mishum nida. What's with she herself? I mean, why does it mention leikin oleo? Because we'll see the other dinim of seiklin b'seilfin is the side of the mother and side of the son will get Mrs. Bezdin. So that this is a ha'ore. Why Dafke Baila, not her? Okay, let's just remain with the Horem. And then we have Soiklin Beserfin. Ish Veisha Tinek Vetinoike Shigdilu Beserchabais. Becheskash Shehi Ishtai. There was the assumption that this is a wife, they were living like husband and wife. Ve'elu b'neim. Ve'en onu makirim ben ba'idiz goma. We don't have any proof. I mean, it could be the whole thing is not true, but their niyug, their hisnagis was like husband and wife and father and mother. Is niskolim ze'al ze' imbo haben al ha'isha. Niskala ben alel, mishumbo alimoy, fihi olov. ונשרופים זה על זה, אם בו איש על הבאס, תביטוי בשריפה. And the Gemara brings vetinik murkav al kseifo vehigdilosai becheskas peno. And also they were psycho. So I saw in Atere Shmuel, he wants to be ma'ira, why did Rabbi Yochanan make two cases? There's Malkin ala chazokis, Cyclum Besefen Allah Hazakis. And why did he make Malkin? I mean, we rely on Chazakah Filu to give onshin. I mean, perhaps we could say that there's a svore in the Shav Shmaitze. The Shav Shmaitze wants to say, brings a svara from his brother, Amurdike Ha'ore, he says, in Hilchen b'momen acha haroiv. So that means if someone is murzik b'momena, you can't take it away from him without proving with a raya brure that the money belongs to you. Yep, roiv, a hichoche of roiv, that it's your money, that is not sufficient to be maitzi from a murzik. So the Shmaitze Tain is, so if you can't take away the money in his pocket with a Birr of Roiv, how can you take away his Neshama with a Birr of Roiv? He's Murzik ben Nishmosa, you're taking his life away from him. And the Shmaitze holds this is a very good Horeb. 100% he says his life is, he's a greater Murzik in his life than in his money. Fine. So I'll call upon him, but let us, here we see that Zeiklam v'Soifan ala Chazokis, whatever the lumdus of this Chazokis is a Hichoche, but it's sufficient. So it could be the Malkin and Soifan, Zeiklam v'Soifan is going Loizu Avzu. He says, by Malkin, could be, I don't have this chesoren of ein hulchen hacharoi. I'm not taking away his life. I'm giving him an oynish, but could be the svara of the Shmaitzer could be was only, could only be used by, he speaks about Mrs. Bezen. So could be that's why it says Malkin and Malkin al-Chazokis, then it says Seiklin v'Seifin al-Chazokis, Abchina of Loizu Avsu. So Rashi learned Pshat in this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held, now there's a tremendous problem here. Ba'asher Usham, that we are comparing different Heichoches, and it seems the Gemara. So here the violet's good. Here it's a Bashbol, that what he said, Soiklum v'Soifon ala Chazokis. So we see the Memra Meshimim ben Pozi. Soiklum leimine shibinavadi, umneshe koruch acher. So here we're speaking about the Chazoke of koruch acher. So Memele, so according to Rashi, so it's not too bad. So we see that this Chazoke of Koruch Achreel, of that a child is nidvak to the mother, is enough of a birr to give skila. So Rabbi Yochanan said, it's enough of a birr for Yuchsin. That means even though there were many chumres by Yuchsin, but they would not be more machme by Yuchsin than by Dinei Nefoshes. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Hulsik and Ida Bishchena, he said, could be, is a different type of a chazok. It could be, we can't compare all chazokas. Here it says God, it's Loiken and the Hulsik and Ida also, but Hanegei Alonu, the Gemara is bringing a raya from Mosaiklim Vesef, and it's about the Gebis, for Yuchsen it will help. Now let us see Taisvis. Loishanu Elo Bekotchi Hagvob, and Reish Lokish disagrees. Reish Lakish holds that this chazakah of koluch acher is only sufficient to be mevarer that he's permitted to eat truma. But by Yuxin, they wanted more than this. They were not satisfied with such a chazakah. We need a bigger biro by Yuxin. L'peirish Rashi, hodam rin in the mahani kruchim, according to Reish Lakish, ainu davke l'truma. She'im hu koyin. He's a koyin. Ve'hevi raya al ha'ish. And he brought a raya on his wife that she's a miyuchesus. Ein tzorich lo vi raya al ha'bonim la'chilom betum. So you don't have to bring a raya on the bonim. Ve'koshe ve'ktois viz de mashme de mikol mokein tzorich she'ei kruchim Lachilon betrume. Fine. Bar Kaponim, we see from Reish Lakish that for trume, kruchen is enough, number one. Not for yuchsen, but for trume, kruchen is enough. But number two, we see that you need kruchen. That means we have to have some sort of a proof that this is the, these are the children. These are the children of his wife, who is Amiyuchesed. So Memele, and with this, will rely to be machal them trume. Beperek ha'isha shenisam lo amrinen, ha'imer b'nize v'koyen hu. A person says, this is my son, he's a koyen. Having the faintest idea who the mother was, I'm telling you she was kosher, and this is my son. Nemon lachilay trume, betrume veini nemon lasiya yisha. So when it comes to yuchsin, I don't believe him, but when it comes to trume, this alone is sufficient. He says that this is my son, he's a kosher kayin. We take this face value, and he's a, And Neman Lachila Betrume. So how does this stem with Reish Lakish? He says Reish Lakish bent over backwards and said, you know, even though I hold Koruch is not a chazake for all in Yonim, but for Trume it's enough. Here the Gemara says in Ksubis, for Trume you don't even need Koruch, as long as the father says, he's my son and he's a Kohen, I don't bat an eyelash and I believe him. V'yeshloimel, there's a grace here, the Rebbe, that's the Rishash makes the grace, because the Gemara in Ksubis, this is a member of Rebbe, Bnei Zekoyim. V'yeshloimel, the Rebbe, Tano hu upolik. 100% right, we have a machlokes. Over here, Reish Lakish says that you need, that's not sufficient, you need Koluch, in order to be able to be machal betrum. Rebbe Tanu Polig, Rebbe holds, you don't need Koluch. The Dvar Yaakov asks Sahore, he says, and why did Taisus have to insert this Rebbe Tanu Polig? Who is Rebbe Chaylika? And Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is not Meire, so why does Reish Lakish said, that the we're going on a baraisa, God. We're going on a baraisa on the Mishnah. So that's how Reish Lakish said pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about trume, and by trume you need koruch. That's Reish Lakish. But it's so Rabbi can learn different pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah is speaking about yuchsin. I mean, why does Tosfos have to inject into the, well, Rabbi is chaylik, and Rabbi is capable of being chaylik, because Rabbi is a tanach. I mean, why do you have to say this? That's what the Dvar Yaakov asks on Taisvus. Al Kaponim, so this is one mahalach in Taisvus. But this is Al Pidarke Shal Rashi, that Kachigbu means Trumin. The Rabbi Natam Meforish, Pirish, the Rabbi Natam says, the Rebbe Sova, Kimanda Omar, Ein Malin Mitrume Liyuchsin. Rebbe holds Ein Malin Mitrume Liyuchsin. That means if you see a koyin eating trume, that is not sufficient, this is not proof for yuchsin. For Truma, we relied on this. But for Yuchsin, we will need a better biru. Ulekach nemon lachilei Truma. So we believe him to eat Truma. That means like this. We're not getting involved in Yuchsin over here because to ein malim mit Truma le Yuchsin. So the shail is Truma alone. So Truma alone, kivin de biyadayu. Now, here, Lagabi Tume, it's not a big asik. I have to believe the father because, listen, I'm telling you he's a kohen. Fine. Now, it's biyodiv to give his son Tume. He says he's a kohen, he can give him Tume. So, memela. So, since it's biyodiv to give him Tume, to be machlim Tume, so therefore he has an amonis to say he's a kohen, and, we'll also give him Tume. But that's Truma, and that's it. It only stops at Truma. Umasnis in the hoche sovre, command the oma malin mit Truma le yuchsin. That, if you see a coin eating Truma, so that means already that, he's a full-fledged coin, lugabi all aloches. Malin mit Truma le yuchsin. The hoche, so memele, we can't look at Truma as a separate factor. Well, Truma is amigo, and we'll leave it at that, because the Tan over here holds that malim mitruma leyuchsin. So memele, so we need a biru that is sufficient for yuchsin. V'ochi ochi pirushay. So memele, when we say kochi agvul is good, kochi agvul is saying in other words that Yuchsin is also good, because Kotshi Agvul, Trume, which is Kotshi Agvul, and all other in your name, Ikinu Kuhune, adds up to Yuchsin. Loishonol b'Kotshi Agvul, Perish, b'chol dovol kedusha. All in your name, Kedushas Kuhune, going l'trume, Ulnasiyas kapayim, that is roi teduchen, ulasiya yishe, which is yuchsin. Avol liyuchsin loy. That was Rish Lakish said, liyuchsin loy, kloima liskel al yodoy. To establish a yichus through koruch acheo, that not. The koma ze haben vizu imoy. To say that this is a son and this is his mother, Vaben Bola, Vaymehenon, that Chazaka will not help. Vahainu de Komar, some Mele, so what the Taisvas say now, we have a different Gemara according to Taisvas. According to Taisvas, Rebbe held that Ein Malin Mitrumele Yuchsin, so Rebbe held if the whole Shaila is only b'noigeya trume, so we believe with amigo, it's b'yodoy, it's a din of b'yodoy, b'yodoy lachiloy. But our sugya holds malim mitrume liyuchsin, so memele, here we're speaking about a area, halachis, which there's no migo of b'yodoy. So we need here a biru, and Rish Lakish holds that koruch achov is enough of a biru. But he says Koch Achov is not enough of a biru for Yuchsin, which means over here to be mevara that this is a daughter of a father and a son of a mother. V'hainu dekom of us the Rabbi, it's a memela. That's the machloikis over here. So memela now it's very good. V'hainu dekom of us the Rabbi Yechon letame. Tomes soiklan v'soifan ala chazokis. So it's very good. Because Yuchsin is gematria soiklan v'soifan. And Rish Lakish holds chazoka does not help for soiklan v'soifan. And Rabbi Yechon holds Rabbi Yechon mafilo b'yuchsin it is soiklan v'soifan. V'oz the Rabbi Yechon letame. Because Rabbi Yechon has said soiklan v'soifan. So it's very good the Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan and the time the other member of Rabbi Yochanan, because that's what we're speaking about here. Rabbi the Yochanan is gematria cyclone v'seifen, and Rabbi Yochanan Taka said this at cyclone v'seifen. Well, the Perish Akundis, according to Rashi, Avul Yochanan means Kaliyas Mishamish Negabim Mizbeach, Leimehem, and that is Pshat and Reish Lakish. So how all of a sudden did you bring that? How do we have a right that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik? Because Rabbi Yochanan says tzoiklin v'serfin. We're talking about yuksin over here. We're mixing up two different halachas. So leimadachi meisi rais tzoiklin v'serfin chazakis v'choshkin dinam ala yuksin. That's what Rabbi Simon Rashi had said. Rashi had mentioned that the linyan dini nefoshes koshken leyuksin lehershekolne. So Mamela, that's the Machlekes Chashi and Taisus, the Machlekes Reshlok Shir Rabbi Yechanan. Now, even though Rabbi Yechanan had said that Zeiklin v'surfin ala chazokis, v'ein surfin truma ala chazokis, but truma were not surf ala chazokis. The Omar, we had here, a machlokes Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. The Omar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, serif in Allah Hazokis, we're serif truma Allah Hazokis. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, ein serif. Rabbi Yechanan says, ein serif. Va'ozdu letaimai. This now. Tinoik shenimtzo b'tzad ha'isa. We have a small child that we find him next to an isa of trume. Ubotzeg b'yodoy, and there's a piece of dough in his hand. Now, if he got dough in his hand and he's next to an isa, we don't have to be an ilui to figure out how he got the dough from how he got a hold of this dough. He took a piece of dough from the isa. So therefore, since we know that he took a piece of dough from this Isa, so we know he touched the Isa. So now all of a sudden, now this is an Isa Shel Trume, and all of a sudden now we have to figure out the status of this Tinnik. Is he Tome? Is he not Tome? What? So now we have a big Shaila. Rameyer Metayer. Rameyer says the Isa is Toil. The Chachamim Ametamim. Mipnei Shedalke Shel Tinek Letapeach. The Chachamim said, why are we Metame? We are Metame because Dalke Shel Tinek Letapeach. And we said, Dalke Sharashi had said before, that, Shu Stome, Murzik Tome, Shemechapes Paashpo, Shiyesham Nevelis Ushrotzim. So Bechachamim Metamin. Vavinen Bo. And Rameyer is Metayer. So we asked, my time with the Rameyer. What is the reason of Rameyer that he's Metayer? So he says as follows. Kosova Roiv Tenoikis Metaprin. Umiyot Ein Metaprin. The Isa becheskas taroi medes, usmoich miyuta lechazoke, the Isra lo rube. Let us see what Rashi says so far. Zogt Rashi, ubotzik biyodoi, biyoduish anotomini. So to that we know clearly. If he has dough in his hands, he zicha took from the Isa, he zicha touched the Isa, Letapeach bishrotzim unevele sheba ashbe. Smoich miyute de'ein metaprim. There are ktanim tinaikis which are not metaprim. Lechazoke de'ise. Now de'ise recheskes tare. Ve'isra rube de metaprim. And this is a reyes, this creates a reyes, against the roif, the metapche. Now Rashi says a whole shtick teire. De la rameya loibotu miyuta legamri. So I'm going to get Rashi here. We'll see soon. Rameya loibotu miyuta legamri. According to Rameya, Rameya viewed a miyut a miut is something to reckon with. It's not the, since Roiva like this, so I don't have to think Pachlal that he's from the miut. No. There's a Roiv and a miut. But it's something to think about. The Shamina lay the Chayishla miyuta. We see this is Ramela's Chayishla miyuta. Hilkach bim kaimai oimate. So it is a possibility that we have to reckon with. V'chi mashkech midi litztarufi bahadei mitztarif. So now, but you have a life. I have a life, that's it. There's a tzad that is einem etapeach. It's something, there's a possibility. But there's roiv tinaikis metapchem. So this is a roiv and a miut. But if I'll have another factor in the shaila that I could be mitzarev to this miut, is memele, so I hear them together. So I have a miut plus a chazoke and ischa l'rube. Now let's go further. This is what Rameya holds. So Rameya is Mitaya. Bechachomim Verabonon miyute kemandel esedomi. But Rabonon hold that not Ripshat is it's a possibility that I should reckon with, but I go Boseroit. Miyuta commander less, if Roiv, it doesn't come into question. Rabbona Miyuta commander less, Adomi. So all the factors in the Shaila I have over here is a Roiv that says that the child is Tomei, and a Cheska Stare that says that the Isa is still Toyer. Is Rube Vechazoke, Rube Odif. So therefore, b'chachomim metamim. Now let us see Rashi. Miyute command alasadomi. The bottle legabe rube. That means I don't even reckon with it if it's only a miut. V'rabonu letamai doloi chayshi lemiut. We see all over loi chayshi lemiut. So the Beis Halevi brings a raya from this Rashi, that was Rameyer, the previous Rashi, the Rameyer's chayshi lemiut is a daraisa dekedin. It's not a darabonu dekedin. Because here we're being metayer tume. I mean, we're not playing around with, we're playing around with the Isuri deraisa. Rameyer was metayer the tume. So, let us just go a little further. So we have here a machloikis by Tinek Shanimtsa Betzada Yisa, Rameyaz Metayer, the Chomim Zmetame. Omer Esh Lokish, Mishum Rabbi Shaya. Now, we're speaking according to the Chachomim. Zu hi Shesoyfen Oleos Atume. So, Esh Lakish says, according to the Chachomim, Zuhi will burn it. Now we have here a machloikis between Esh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in the Chachomim. Now we had, before we said a memre, that Rabbi Yochanan holds ein Zoyf and Truma Lachazokis. And this is a Bachleikis, Rabbi Yochanan Esh Lakish. Dom of Shimon Melokish, Zoyf and Alachazokis, Rabbi Yochanan Omer ein Zoyf. For Ozdo Letaimayu. Now we brought a Machleikis, Rameyer and the Chachomim. We brought a Machleikis, Rameyer and the Chachomim. That Rameyer is Metayer, and the Chachomim say Miyute Kemandelas, Rube Vachazok, Rube Ogev. Omer Esh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Shaye, Zuhi, Shesef Nalas HaTchume. we are soiref trume on this chazoke. Chazoke roif tenoikis amatapchen ba'ashpe. That's what Rish Loki said. Rabbi Yochanan ama ein zu chazoke sheserfen olay atrume. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zui sheserfen olay atrume. This is the memory of Rish Lokish. Zu hi chazok shefel es atrume, cheskes tinoikes shem machziken, we assume that a metapeach, sefen ole atrume, da hai metamen de komar, rabonon lisreif komri. Rabonon hold lisreif. Ein so chasoke she surfin, pri omri rabonon, litlois komri. Now, I'd like to mention, before we go further, a few ha'ores. We're learning a sugye, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lokish, if we rely on the chazoke of krucha achreo lagabe yuchsen, whatever yuchsen means, according to Rashi, yuchsen means according to do the avayde, or according to Taisus means cyclone v'seifren, so cyclone v'seifren, viva machleikis. Reish Lakish holds, it only helps for kotshe yagvu, does not help for yuchsen. And Rabbi Yochanan says it helps for Yuchsin also. So looking at it, the beginning of the Amud, it seems Rabbi Yochanan was more lenient. This birur is enough. Now it comes to Trume. What's going to be with this Trume? That we have here a chazoke. This is also called a chazoke. It's a regilus. It's a tendency of tinoikis to be metapeyach ba'ashpe, also as a chazok. These are all tendencies. B'noi korach achimoy, this is all anhoges, regilus, and it's no, it's anhogen a regilus. So here, Reish Lakish holds, the serfen trume, and here, Rabbi Yochanan holds, ain't serfen trume, toilen. That was Chomet said, metamen, it doesn't mean, it means metami, not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it either. So what happened over here? Why all of a sudden, this is a psashreklich problem? So Dvayaka brings from the Pnei Yeshua that it's Svoris Hafuches, which is very difficult to understand. This is Reish Lakish held, the Chazoka of Kruchen is not such a big biru, but the chazoka of metapchen is a big biru, and the Rabbi Yochanan holds punkt verkehrt. Kruchem is a biru, metapchen is not a biru. Balk upon him, that's abstever in the Gemara. Now, let us see Rashi again before. Bein seifen truma ala chazokis, dovo shuhu tomei mitoich chazoke, v'loi mitoich raye. A person who is tomei mitoich chazoke, v'loi mitoich raye. I didn't see that he's tomei. V'noge betrume, kigoin tinik shuhu tomei murzik tomei, שמחפש באשפה שיש שם נבלס ושרוצים, ונוגע בתרומה, אין צורפן אלא תוילה. פיין. That's Rabbi Yochanan. כדמפורש טיימה, what's the reason? כדמרינן, Hamid Isal Cheskes Tare, the Elohu Mimirti Noike Shaloi Tipech. So this Rashi is Lechera Pele. This is Rab Meir's Sfora. The Chamam hold Miyuta Keman Velesa. All of a sudden Rashi is explaining. It's very unclear. Rashi is explaining. Rashi is explaining Rab Yochanan. Rashi is explaining Rab Yochanan with Rab Meir's Sfora. It's very unclear over here. L'chaira, the Ivra of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this chazaka b'chlalo metapchem. It's not Teira Misinai metapchem. It's a tendency, but I don't reckon with it halachically to make it to make that it should be serfin. That's unclear. And one other thing which is unclear. Rameh is Metayer. So it seems, if Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chomim Metameh means Toilen, so Metayer means that Oichlen. Now, how did he figure this out? Metayer, he said, Smoich Meyuta Lechazoke. So, the Yischa Lerube, so you don't have a Roiv. It's not Rube Vechazoke, so it's Machzah Machzah. So why was he Metayer? So the Bible will stop with these two hours.